Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back, it is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join us here. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Should Nick Sirianni's job be safe no matter what happens this season? 61% yes, 39% no. We're waiting word to see. I know Detective Douglas is out there seeing if Darius Slay is going to try to come back to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the inside of the year.
You get anything, any information
I
yet?
Okay. I heard he's contemplating.
Contemplating. Well, he has to clear waivers.
Yeah. Got to clear waivers.
I have advice for you, Hugh.
What's that?
Even if you don't know anything, just tweet right now. Sources tell me
I'm about to do
that
this.
Darius Slay will be returning to the Eagles.
It's going
to
blow up.
I'm about to do this. So this is like hot take.
This is reporting.
This is the opposite of reporting.
This is very irresponsible.
Yeah.
But if you want Insider of the Year.
Well, here's the thing. If you nail this, you're Insider of the Year.
Can I tag him on it?
Don't do that.
Don't do that. How should I do this?
Just say it.
Sources.
You say per sources.
Darius Slay is coming back to the Eagles.
We are being really bad influences on Hugh Douglas right now. I mean, I recognize this.
On a day where I'm right there on the line.
Yeah. Let me see.
Wait a minute. As you see, I look out the door and see a blue cheese anywhere around.
Again, this is my favorite thing. Our boss can hear us anywhere. There is the Odyssey app, Hugh. He doesn't have to be here.
Wait, how should I word this? Is signing back with this. Just say Darius Slay is signing
sources,
back with
the Philadelphia Eagles and Darius Slay are headed for a reunion.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Darius Slay. Sources say Darius Slay and the Eagles are heading for a reunion.
Yeah, that's it.
There we go. Again, if you nail it, you are Insider of the Year, right? We're helping you get Insider of the Year. If you're wrong, people will forget by tomorrow, right?
I'm tweeting it out right now.
That's going to go great. All right, 215-592-9494.
I'm going to retweet something.
A lot. No, this will. If I had to guess, this will be picked up by national places within 5 minutes.
I know we're about to find out.
Yeah. What do you think, Kyle? 5 to 6 minutes, the national people have it? Like, per Hugh, right? Like, yeah. Hugh Douglas is hearing.
I'm going to be monitoring.
Just put out just nonsense. Okay, before we see what happens with Hugh's tweet there and his quest to be inside of the year, even if he's making it up on the spot, can we hear what's going on with the Petullo press conference? So a couple things. Petullo did address what happened, you know, the incident with the eggs at his house. He addressed it, and as we all are on the same page with that, it was a joke, shouldn't happen, can't happen again.
It's already picking up steam.
I told you guys. You guys didn't know this was going to happen.
Literally, instantly. It's got replies, retweets, likes.
You know what's going to happen in 3 minutes? Our station's going to retweet it because they're going to believe Hugh's not kidding around. Someone's going to come running in here. Anyway, while we wait for the fallout from Hugh making things, I think you actually just lost.
I'm
Eagles
watching this blow up in real time.
I think you lost Eagles Insider of the Year on this. I think it's over.
Hey, it got to happen now.
But if it happens, it's over now. All right. Can we hear some other stuff from the Petullo press conference, including being asked about the offense and how much of the offense are they actually using. Let's hear Petullo at his press conference earlier today.
How much of the playbook is being utilized on a week-to-week basis?
As far as the overall playbook, I think when you look at it, there's certain things that we generally like to do from week to week, and there's other ways we're trying to find new things to try to help create explosives or do different things. So I think when you look at the overall game plan, depending on what the defense presents and depending on what we think we can put in that amount of time, it varies. You know, the call sheet obviously throughout the years has kind of been similar as far as the volume numbers, and it just depends on whether or not it materializes in the game. Unfortunately, the other day we didn't have a lot of plays in the first half the way it went, so in the second half we had to throw it more and it got a little bit different. And it's been a funny year as far as that kind of stuff. Like, it's the game flows has been just different. Haven't been in a lot of normal flows only a few times, like the Giants game, the Vikings, where we've had a consistent flow where plays are just kind of coming off the call sheet.
So we were going to react to that, but you guys are just being goofy now. Is that thing blowing up?
Oh, it's blowing up like the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I mean, NFL.com's going to have it. ESPN's going to have it. This is, you know who's going to find out next? Slay. Slay's going to find out. He's re-signing with the Eagles per Hugh Douglas.
Oh, no.
All right. Other than giggling, what did you make of Petullo's word salad on how much of the playbook they're using here? Because it didn't sound like he had a straight answer to that.
Well, to be honest, Joseph, we're recklessly speculating. He sounded a little upset. He sounded like he was a little upset.
Yeah, it's not a great.
He sounded a little upset.
Stressed.
It sounds like they're working diligently to try to fix whatever it is.
Yeah,
like it has to be. You know, you go to work, you go in the building, mm-hmm. and you try to make it a safe space, but it has to be wearing on him. You know, trying to get this offense going. Trying to stay focused and not worry about outside stuff, you know, in a situation like that. So yeah, to me, he sounded frustrated. He sounded a little frustrated.
Yeah. Also, it's one of those things where it's what is not said sometimes that is really what you're hearing.
Yeah.
If I feel like if most play callers rest, how much of the playbook are you using? Isn't the answer
all of it?
Whatever we want to use. We have our full playbook open to us. That wasn't the answer. Then he was asked. There was one more here about Jalen Hurts and how his preferences kind of play into what they use on a week-to-week basis.
How much are the fact that certain concepts, obviously the crossing routes, digs, stuff that haven't been as prevalent, is that related to Jalen and what he's comfortable doing or what you guys think that he is best at doing?
I think if it presents itself that week, we usually have it in, and it's just whether or not we get to it in the game.
Yeah, he's frustrated. And again, to be fair to him, I'm reading into it in light of everything that he's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'm far off because he was quick. He was quick to answer. Like he didn't, like a lot of times when you hear Coach Sirianni talking, this is where you have to kind of listen to what's being said.
Mm-hmm.
Before the question was even asked, he had an answer. Like he's frustrated. He's trying to get this offense going for whatever reason. That's not the case because he was quick to respond to that. He didn't even think about it, Joe.
I know.
He just answered. So yeah. And again, like I said, he got a lot going on. So he's trying to be the professional, the best professional he can, and keep it together.
He is. All right, before before Hugh breaks the internet for the second time in a segment here, let's take a phone call, and then we'll get to our quarterback power rankings, because one time per segment is not enough for Hugh Douglas to break the internet. And Juice in South Philly. Juice!
In South Philly. Yo, you, what's up, buddy?
Juice, what's up?
All right, so real quick. Mm-hmm. It's never real quick, though, right?
Never.
All right, so, Joe, I have a question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Joe's the flip-flop this week, buddy.
He flip-flopping?
I just got to tell you. Oh, he's flip-flopping. 2 weeks ago, after this same inept offense that can't move the ball or score more than 15 points, beat Green Bay and then beat Detroit. Someone came on the airwaves and said, it's over. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm.
And I called and I said to you, Joe, there's still 6 weeks left in the season. Oh, it's a wrap. Da 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 da. Now you want to say, oh, well, if we don't win out, we got to fire the coach. Listen, first of all, would that be totally unprecedented that a team wins the Super Bowl or World Series or Stanley Cup or the NBA championship, and then changed their coach the following year because they had a winning record and the fans weren't happy with it. So listen, here's how it goes. I understand that we're all fans, okay? The stupidest thing I've ever heard on these airwaves where does Nick Sirianni's job hang on the balance of this year and the way it finishes? And here's why. Mm-hmm. The man has a winning record as a coach. One of the best to ever do it in his 5 years as a coach. We can break down and not agree with what he does. But do you really think that Howie Rosen sitting in his office talking to Jeffrey Lurie saying, yo, man, we just gave this guy an extension. I'm gonna can him if he doesn't figure this out.
So no. So probably so probably not. Two couple things before we go back and forth. I did say the division was over, and I may have been wrong. I may have been wrong. We'll see. Also, they've lost two in a row, so I have new information now. I mean, like when I said what I said a few weeks ago, what's that?
Oh, it was the same. It was the same offense, Joe. They weren't scoring points. They weren't running the ball.
Well, a couple things have changed. Couple things have changed. In those Lions and Packers games, the defense looked like last year. The defense has come way back to earth. So if I have a bad offense and a good but not great defense, that's tough. That's a tough combination to go win a lot of games with, right? It's just going to be choppy to win a lot of games in a row like that. So I'm worried. Now, as far as Sirianni goes, I frankly don't care about precedent. They got rid of two quarterbacks that got them to their first Super Bowl and the coach within a couple years. The Eagles don't operate in precedent. It just doesn't matter to me. Like, okay, no one's ever done this. Someone's going to do it one day. Like that. But the history of it doesn't really matter to me. What I'm trying to get at is, if I'm Jeffrey Lurie, the resume's wonderful. Two out of the last 3 years. If they collapse, what am I, like, Nick, what is the plan moving forward here?
All right, so hear me out on this one, right? All right, so just hear me out 1 second on this one, okay? When do we start looking at the players, man? When do we start saying, hey, this is a team that won the Super Bowl last year. The personnel is pretty much the same. At least on offense, it is the same, except for the injured linemen, okay? So when do we start saying, hey, maybe we do have the same team. They've just been smelling themselves. Listen, when you win a championship, my team won a national championship. Then we went the world and got trashed, right? Why? Because we walked around thinking we were the bomb. We could beat anybody. Just show up.
But ultimately, if you're right about that, isn't it Nick's responsibility to have them ready to play? Like,
So
if he doesn't call the plays and he's not responsible for them being prepared and ready and in the mental space to win, what does he do?
So, I mean, obviously he does that. That's exactly what he does. But what I'm saying is this. He righted the ship last year, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be honest. Hughes was calling for his head after week four when we went into the box.
Hughes, you're totally right. And he could write it again. But no one is answering me this question. Let's go your way. And you're probably right. They're not going to fire him. So we get rid of Petullo. We bring in an experienced coordinator next year. They're really good again next year, right? They go 12-5.
Right.
They get maybe close to the Super Bowl. Maybe they go to the Super Bowl. Then that coordinator, like the next Kellen Moore or Shane Steichen, whoever that is, gets hired to become a head coach. And then we do this again 2 years from now. So it just feels like if I'm the owner, I need answers to how this doesn't keep happening.
Do you remember when you sat here and I'm just saying you were talking about AJ and everybody kept saying the offense and you were like, well, I'm sure Dallas Goedert don't feel that way. I'm sure that Smith don't feel that way because they're having career years. So they're not feeling the same way that AJ was feeling. All I'm saying is this. Don't you think Howie realizes, we did the same thing twice and this happened to us twice. So maybe I'm going to go, I'm going to get an older, and I don't know who it's going to be. Maybe I'm going to go get an older offensive coordinator or an older guy that's been in the league that's not going to be taken from me.
Maybe. I mean, Juice, that might be where they might. It might be. I mean, but okay, then that's a hope. That's a hope he doesn't become a head coach. And Juice, good phone call. It doesn't feel like a strategy. It feels like hope. Let's hope the next good coordinator doesn't become a head coach.
You know, it's funny, to Juice's point, that's kind of what Jim was. Jim was an older defensive coordinator.
They typically happen on defense more, don't they? Jim, and Wade Phillips, Vic.
But here's the thing. Jim has some offers, head coach offers, and he didn't want them.
Spagnuolo has become that.
But here's the flip side. Young coordinators are hot. Like Sean McVay was in his early, late 20s.
I think he was like 29, yeah.
And that has become the norm because what you have to understand is you have to have somebody that's relatable to the players that are actually playing. And I think that's where the success comes from. Sean McVay riding around in the same kind of whips they riding around with. His girlfriend about as hot as their wives. You know what I mean? It's he's relatable.
Yeah, right.
And he's likable. And that's what gets offenses to go. That's what...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys relate to. It was a different time we played. Jim Johnson was highly respected, and we saw firsthand how Jim Johnson's defense carved us up that first year I was here when he was in Seattle. So there's that. The times are changing, and you have to adapt with the times.
Speaking of relatable and likable, let's get to quarterback power rankings. Everyone's favorite segment every week. How long until we get to Jalen Hurts? Hugh Douglas.
You know what? This week, because we have a larger sample in size, I kind of changed it. Like, QBR is still heavily weighted.
How convenient.
When it comes to my quarterback rankings. I'm going to tell you that right now. It's still heavily ranked. I mean, it's still heavily weighted when it comes to my rankings. So, my first quarterback on this list is Drake May. Drake May has been playing well. I mean, I think that he's at a point now where, you know, New England's the number one seed in the AFC. I think you can't deny what he's brought to the table.
He might win the MVP of the league.
Yeah. And this one pains me a little bit because, I mean, listen, I got a lot of heat for this one last week, but if you're being honest with yourself, Buddy's playing well. And Buddy knocked off two teams that were playing in the Super Bowl last year and did it in dramatic fashion both times. It's Dak Prescott, man. You know, even though they're coming off a loss, you know, you got to go with Matt Stafford. Matt Stafford's playing well. Jared Goff, the two guys, he's coming off a loss. He's pretty decent. Sam Darnold, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love. And how many is that, Joe? Because I forgot.
Oh, I lost.
Yeah, that sounds like about eight. Eight.
Isn't this your new iPad?
Yeah. I've been
having trouble with my
iPad.
It's a disaster.
Yeah. So what's wrong with it?
Because I don't know how to. No, I got. Because it was on sale, I got the upgrade one, right?
Yeah, so that should be better.
Yeah, but I don't know.
You don't have to work.
Maybe you're more built for the notepad.
I meant to ask Austin, how many is that? That's eight. So I got two more. So, you know, Josh Allen's on the list.
Yeah.
And, you know, bringing up the 10th spot to Jalen Hurts.
Oh, he's still top 10.
Yeah. I believe.
You say it with such conviction.
No, I believe in. Yeah. I am. This is where I'm a sucker, right? Uh-huh. Because I still believe that this can be fixed. I don't know what that looks like because we've sat here And I've talked to different people that have played offense. This offense is not going to change that much. The best way this offense can get going is they have to execute better. And with that being said, they have to execute the plays that they're running better. This offense is limited right now. And if I'm being honest, there's not a whole lot you can do to fix it as far as schematically is concerned, like being a dynamic offense. But if you execute the plays that you are running well, you got a chance to win some games.
All right, here's my list. And I'm going to spoil it for you. I do not have Jalen Hurts in the top 10 quarterback right now. I can't. The last month has been poor. All right, so I went Drake May number one. I think right now he's...
Oh, he balling, man.
He's playing great. It's a big rise for him in his second year. Number two, Matthew Stafford. Number three, not to be a Hugh Douglas, but Dak Prescott at number three right now. He's playing really good football. Patrick Mahomes, four. Josh Allen, five. I went with Jordan Love at six. Ever since Jordan Love struggled against the Eagles, he's been on a heater. And that team is moving up the standings. He's at six. Sam Darnold, seven. I went Goff, eight. Herbert, nine. I dropped Lamar down to 10. Lamar has not looked right since he came back. He's not played very well.
No, he's not the guy.
So the question was, how far past 10 do we go with Jalen Hurts? And Hugh, I was looking at some numbers this morning, and I believe you brought this guy's name up a few weeks ago. You know who's playing better than Jalen right now?
Who?
Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, I did have him in my top 10.
Jacoby? So I went Jacoby, Daniel Jones, and then I wrote Jalen Hurts' name down. So I guess that slots him in at number 13. He's in like the Jalen, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams, that mix at like the middle of the pack in the NFL right now. So May, Stafford, Dak, 1, 2, 3 in my quarterback list. Hugh, I think you had him at 10, but we lost track of the number, so could have been 7, could have been 12.
I just got it yesterday. I have it. I'll be better.
Is it on the iPad?
Well, I was trying because I have the one. It's the Air, right? And
do you have like the? I have one of these pens. You ever have these pens?
You know what they told me? I could get the pen, but
you can have one of mine.
No, but Joe, they was like $100. I ain't giving them $100.
Oh no, I got a pack of these for $6.
It's like I guess $100. I think it's the one that you have to use for the thingy.
Yeah,
you got to use it specifically for the thingy. Oh, let me see if it works.
Try.
Let me see.
You can have it. It's worth a buck. It's yours.
No, I don't think it works.
It's great, Gus.
What do you mean? He said we do it. Real don't work on that. I got to get the one that come with the thing.
All right. And there are our quarterback rankings for week number 14. Awesome. Let's go to Thanks Eric in California. Eric, what's up?
Hello?
Eric.
Yeah, Eric, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Go.
What's going on? So I just want to say for the record, I do stand with light-skinned Bev, but put that to the side.
That's the Fresh Prince. So
you stand with the mom number two.
He's staying with light skinned Viv. He's staying with light skinned Viv.
Viv 2.0.
Yeah.
Not Viv 1.0.
Joe great ain't going there.
It's a great segment.
Joe's like, you're not roping me in. We already got one cat in trouble on the show.
Go ahead, Eric.
Okay. It says every time we do not have a senior offensive coordinator, by that I mean someone experienced or someone that's independent of Sirianni, we struggle. In 2023, Bosa pointed out, he goes, hey, there's a little script that the Eagles follow. If you guys decrypt this script, you guys will beat the Eagles, and then we didn't win really another game after that. We bring in Kellen Moore, we do great. We have Petullo that doesn't really, I would assume, does not really stand up to Sirianni. And then we win a couple games, other teams figure us out, and we don't adapt, and then we stink again. I think Sirianni gets too much credit. Everyone says, oh, he won the Super Bowl. But did he win the Super Bowl, or did Kellen Moore and Vicky Fantastic win the Super Bowl? I think it's possible with those coordinators alone, we might have won the Super Bowl last year, even if Sirianni wasn't there.
You know, Eric,
I like how you workshop this.
Yeah,
man.
Well, I've had this theory for a while, Eric. That let's say this happens again. Somehow they do it again, right? Like they fire Petullo and they get whoever the next guy is, Brian Daboll, Stefanski, John Gruden, whatever. Like a former coach that's an offensive guy, former head coach or whatever, and it works, Eric, and they go. They're really good. I don't know, 13 wins next year, and they go deep in the playoffs, perhaps a Super Bowl, even just an NFC Championship game. And that guy is then up for head coaching jobs. Eric, I have a feeling, just kind of the way you're talking and the way I just feel this happening, there's going to be a lot of people, if that happens, that say, just make that guy the head coach. Don't let him leave. We have a good offense again. Don't let him leave. Just move on from Nick. I think we're heading down that path if it happens again.
Like, what do you think would have happened had they elevated Kellen Moore last year and be like, hey, we don't want to lose you. You're now our head coach. How would we be looking this year?
You know, it's a good, Eric, it's a great hypothetical, good question. I mean, look, they still would have some injuries on the offensive line. They still would have some issues. But do I think the Eagles' offense would be better if Kellen Moore was still here? I do.
Well, I think he's more familiar, and he could adapt.
Yeah.
To the deficiencies that we have.
He's experienced.
That's what it feels like. Because, you know, you're talking about a guy who did a really good job on the fly.
Yeah.
Like, he adapted on the fly.
And he was good with Dak, good with Herbert, good with Hurts. Like, he's done a lot with different kind of quarterbacks.
This is the issue, because I think Coach, in a small sampling size, I honestly think Coach Sirianni is a good coach. Because when you talk about being able to buy in, we were talking about Hard Knocks, and what we saw so far in the small sampling size of the show is how Schottenheimer is he's goofy.
But they like respect him. Yeah, they like him.
They respect him. We sat here and talked bad about him because he's been a career coordinator.
Yeah.
Right? But there's something to be said about guys that will run through a brick wall for a coach. And that's what it feels like. Like, again, small sampling size, got to keep saying that because I think it's important. The way that they painted the Dallas Cowboys was not the way that we view the Dallas Cowboys. Mm-mm. And that's the beautiful part of television. Because there were people, like I saw where tweets last night, people say, oh, I'm bought back into the Eagles. Or, you know, like, from one episode.
Oh, geez.
Because of the narrative thus far. And just like somebody called in and was like, you know, one person said they believe Jalen's taking accountability, and another person called in and said,
fake.
I think it was fake.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm being honest, I had both of those feelings in that because, like I said, being the A-list actor that I am, I know what it's like when you try to control the narrative, you know, and they have to put on a show. And the first episode was good. Let's see what happens as we meander through this season with the Hard Knocks, though.
Yeah, I'll be watching. We'll be next week. All right, 215-592-9494. We're coming up. We'll hear from you people. Get to some more phone calls. And a few updates we got to get to. Latest with the Phillies free agents, including some news on Ranger Suarez. We haven't heard much on Ranger. We'll get to that coming up. And some big news that dropped on the station yesterday. All coming up midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Oh, yes, Combo-Con, after weeks of qualifiers. Hugh Douglas, we have ourselves a winner we have to announce.
Yay!
Congratulations to Martin Bray from Newtown, who
way to
was
go, Martin.
Randomly selected from all our qualifiers as the grand prize winner of the Combo-Con Ultimate Backyard Tailgate Giveaway, sponsored by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhard's Appliances. Martin's going to receive a Weber grill courtesy of Gerhard's Appliances and a Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey Yeti cooler and cornhole set. Martin, congratulations. We appreciate everyone participating in Combo-Con over the past couple weeks. Excited to do it again down the line. And Martin Bray, you are the winner for Combo-Con. All right, before we get back to the phone lines here, a few things we might need to address here on the show. We'll get to the latest on Ranger Suarez. We haven't heard much on his free agency in a minute here. And the last horse to cross the finish line on a certain topic at WIP. But first, Hugh, how is Insider of the Year going right now? Because it sounds like the people are eating up the report. And it is a report from Hugh Douglas that Darius Slay's on his way back to the Birds.
You know what? I'm tipping as far as being petty today because, you know, I've had some miscues early on.
I told you, just lay low on socials. Yeah, and then you put up the...
But I got to call somebody out because somebody just tweeted me. Some dude named Hey Buddy. And said, John Clark said that like 4 hours ago.
Hey Buddy.
Yeah, that's his name. And I'm like, dog.
It's just funny.
We know. If you... Like, we do it... Like, I don't know what you do for a living, but I do a show from 10 to 2 every day.
Well,
and this is a show bit. So we know John Clark is the doggy reporter. Man, hell, John Clark broke the story when I went to Jacksonville. So we know he's on top of this. This is a bit, bro.
Well, by the way, relax. For the sake of semantics, Clark only said there's mutual interest.
Yeah, you're saying
they're headed for a reunion.
Yeah.
Those are different reports.
Totally,
if you ask me.
Totally different reports.
I am in rarefied air right now. Mm-hmm. I've gone
There's
from...
a reason we workshopped it this way.
So Hugh, did I ever tell you?
We workshopped it on
the
air.
Hugh, have I ever told you the start and end of my insider career?
What happened?
Well, it's kind of similar to yours right now. So I was filling in for the afternoon show. This was like 7 or 8 years ago, 2018.
Yeah.
And this was around the time the Phillies were interested in trading for Manny Machado. It was like the middle of the season.
Mm-hmm.
He was on the Orioles at that point. And I had a friend down in Baltimore who was pretty connected, right? And I texted him and I said, do you think the Phillies might trade for him? He said, yeah. I mean, right now I'd say they're the ones that are going to get him. So I I didn't say his name, but I said I've been told that someone close to the situation down there thinks they're going to get him. So Jack was producing then. Like we were both filling in. We were the evening show, but we both filled in on the afternoon one day.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack tweeted it out from the afternoon show account, and it blew up. You know, MLB trade rumors, all these people that cover the Orioles and Phillies are contacting me like, well, this is happening? And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I guess.
Because they were trying to vet the source.
I was like, I don't know. This is what I was told. And then obviously he did not get traded here. He got traded to the Dodgers. And that was the beginning and the end of my insider career. So I wish yours way better than mine.
Yeah.
Because I want you to get Eagles Insider of the Year.
Man, let me tell you. Yeah. If I get Insider of the Year, I'm going to do a speech. I'm gonna come on this show. I'm gonna take a few. I'm gonna take up a segment.
Are you gonna wear the thing like the
man? Listen, I'm gonna get I'm working on this relationship with Cozy right now. Coach, yeah. Shout out to Coach Jules. I'm gonna get a necklace made.
Wow.
I'm gonna make it real ethnic. I'm gonna make it an urban. Gonna make it real urban. an urban pendant.
Yep.
It's gonna be like a big old gold chain.
We gotta get you that whiteboard
inside of inside of the year.
Mm. We put Insider of the Year.
I need a bounce back after the day.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, something tells me.
I got about 15, 20 more meals. I need to get up out of here and have a bounce back.
Gotta lay low.
We could regret that.
Well, you do have 15 or 20 more minutes. But by the way, speaking of the rest of the day and bounce back, guess where we're headed tonight, Hugh?
Ooh,
Flyers game!
Yay!
Mr. Black Hockey, we're going to the game tonight.
In the building. Shout out to Ava, man, and everybody at the Flyers. I gotta give me some. That black gritty hoodie you got on, that is really nice.
You know when I got gritty. It, I was like, that's a Hugh
said
Douglas.
Black gritty then. I meant the gritty,
the black,
but the black hoodie, black gritty hoodie. That's what I meant.
It would be pretty fun if I was wearing a black gritty hoodie or a black gritty.
It's a black gritty hoodie.
Yeah, there's a pause there.
I said it wrong.
I'm wearing a black Flyers hoodie with gritty on it. Yeah, that's that. Anyway, we're going to the game today. What's the name of the bar we're going to be at if anyone's going
Show
to the
place?
Game? Showplace. 6 p.m. We're going to be there.
Might
I'm going to the game. So if you got to be there at 6, too. If you want to come out.
Starting on 7. 7:30.
But we're meeting our listeners at 6.
I mean, I'm going to still see them.
No. You get 6 o'clock. All right. So we'll see you guys there at 6. If you want to come on by and hang out and say hi. 6 o'clock tonight, we'll be there. At the Flyers game. Okay, before we go any further, let's hold the Phillies thing for a second. I was listening to the afternoon show yesterday, and it sounds like the last horse has crossed the Joel Embiid finish line. Let's hear Spike Eskin, what he had to say about where he's at with Joel right now.
I'm done with the Embiid thing. Over, done, kaput. Thank you for being the greatest Sixer that I've watched, the best player, at least. Thank you for the era. Bringing us back to relevance. Thank you for playing while you're injured, all those sorts of things. But I am completely finished with this. Sunday broke me. Like, if you are going to decide every day, will he or won't he, and you're the best player in the NBA, or one of the three best players in the NBA, mm-hmm. Fine. Whatever. We'll deal with what we have to deal with. But when you are this version of yourself, it's unfair to your teammates. It's unfair to the coach. It's unfair to the fans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You okay?
No.
It's unfair, no. Hugh. It's unfair.
Spike Phyllis hurt. That's what I got from that. His feelings is hurt for real.
Oh, big time.
Spike, I'm sorry to be laughing at
you. Sounded like a man who was betrayed.
You know what it felt to me listening? I'm like, wait a second. The rest of us came to this realization years ago. Where have you been?
Because I work with Spike. You know, Spike say mean and hurtful stuff to us every day. And to hear him, do that, it's just funny.
It was the last horse to cross the finish line.
His feelings is hurt for real.
What year are we in?
Spike hurt for real. He's hurt for real. Play that last part again. When he said, I'm done. He said, I'm done.
Yeah, let's hear it again.
I'm done with the MB thing. Over. Done. Kaput. Thank you for being the greatest Sixer that I've watched, the best player, at least. Oh. Thank you for the era, bringing us back to relevance. Thank you for playing while you're injured, all those sorts of things. But I am completely finished with this. Sunday broke me. If you are going to decide every day, will he or won't he, and you're the best player in the NBA, or one of the three best players in the NBA, fine. Whatever. We'll deal with what we have to deal with. But when you are this version of yourself, it's unfair to your teammates. It's unfair to the coach. It's unfair to the fans.
Kaput!
This needs a parallel. You know what this is the equivalent to? This is when you're dating a girl and she's a habitual cheater, right? Mm. She's been cheating on you all the time. And y'all come home, you go and y'all go home from the dinner and y'all have a roll around in the hay and you go jump in the shower, right? And as soon as you get out of the shower, there's another dude in the bed with your woman.
Dude, that's a lot, man.
Because she's gracious. Just like you. And you're just like, I am done. He's just like disgusted.
I'm done.
That's going to be a drop. I'm done.
I am done.
I'm done.
To use your analogy, it's as if everyone in the friend circle knew this was a disaster.
They didn't know she was
and
fast.
And then like a year later, this guy comes up to you and is like, I don't think this is going to work out. We're like, well.
You knew she was fast when you met her.
Welcome on in.
We tried to tell you and you ignored us.
I am done. Well, I've never been treated like this.
I love that it was
done.
It was Sunday that broke him. The guy's played 26 basketball games in two seasons, but Sunday, that's it.
Sunday, Kaput. Sunday.
Kaput. Yeah. Welcome to our side, Spike.
Oh, that was refreshing. Yeah, I needed that.
That was fun. All right, before we get to you people here, a little update on Ranger Suarez. We haven't heard.
Gone?
No, why do you do that?
Because it's the reality of the situation.
No, but every time we bring up a Schwarber or this, well, he gone? He's leaving?
Oh, Schwarber gone. Oh, wait a minute. Is it too early to tweet that one out?
No, yeah, definitely.
I think you might want to just take a deep breath.
You could negate the Slay one.
Okay, I got to wait. How many days I got to wait before
I think within a week or so he'll sign somewhere. Anyway, okay. Ranger Suarez, according to Jim Bowden, here is what he said. The Phillies, so it starts off good, then ends good. The Phillies are trying to re-sign Suarez, but also believe they have enough starting pitching in-house if they can't get a deal done. All right, so seems like there is some level of interest, but they're kind of hedging, like, well, if we don't, we don't. But then he throws this in there, and this is, like, I've accepted Suarez is probably not coming back, but I don't like this. Quote, there are several teams besides the Phillies that have interest in Suarez, including the Astros, Braves, Padres, Mets, Angels, and Tigers. Look, if he ends up an Angel or a Tiger or a Padre, Hugh, all right, whatever. I can't have him on the Braves or the Mets. This is now Schwarber with the Mets and Suarez with the Mets
connected. That sounds like that's going to be the next tweet. That's probably going to go out Friday.
You?
I'm thinking that
your tweets?
To spice this one up a little bit, Kyle.
No, stop.
I'm going to say my baseball inside sources tell me.
Which baseball inside sources?
You're getting a little greedy, I think.
I know.
But I'm going to say it. I'm going to throw Ben Davis in.
Also, it's Eagles insider of the year. The Phillies scoops don't count.
Okay, the Phillies scoops don't count? Okay.
Well, you're flying a little close to the
to
sun.
To be fair, though, to counter my own point, they can't hurt you either.
They can't.
Like a failed Philly scoop couldn't hurt it's your not, Eagles.
It shouldn't, apply. It shouldn't apply to the Eagles
okay.
thing.
Okay. Okay. No, I'll wait for that one.
Yeah. So stay tuned to Hugh's tweets and the show.
I do also
No, but
need
I'm going to start spicing them up, though. I'm going to start, like, I think that I need to start doing that.
Well, let's see if you hit this one first.
Yeah. Well, gain I already got 7,000 views on it already.
You're gonna, here's what's going to happen. You're going to gain a ton of credibility. And
you're becoming what the media hates.
Down
Who cares if it's right? People see it.
And then they're going to start, the media members going to start talking bad to me. Like, you're putting out these fake stories.
We have ourselves clickbait Douglas in the bracket this year.
Oh, you're about to get the side eye from and then McLean walks through here to do his podcast. He's about to start eyeing
you
up.
I don't care. They better keep that side over there. You know, I don't play that.
All right. What would bother you more, Ranger in a Braves uniform or Mets?
Oh, Mets.
I can't do the Mets thing. If the Mets steal Ranger and or Schwarber, I'm going to be sick.
Yeah, I think the Mets one hits a little different. Ugh. Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth it. Long-term deal. I knew it was coming. All right, let's grab Mark in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
Yo, Joe. How you doing?
Mark, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I want to say hi to everybody else, too, on the board. Hope everybody's doing well.
Oh, we're all good, Mark. We're all good. Hughes breaking stories. You know how things work around here.
I do. Listen, I heard the clip with Spike asking about Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. Where's he been the last 6-7 years?
It's just nice that the last horse crossed the finish line.
That's the way he said it, though. I am done.
Kaput.
I'm done.
Listen, Hugh, I was done 6 years ago. I said the same thing after Game 4 in Philadelphia against the Raptors when he had an upper respiratory infection. And he played like he didn't show up, and he didn't show up for the rest of the series, and they lost 7 games. We know how that ended. Listen, the guy's a talent, but in basketball, you got to have something called grit. You got to have something called heart, determination. It's not there. And I know he's been hurt. I get it. I'm not judging him as a person. I'm judging him as a basketball player. He just never cut it, in my eyes. And, Joe, you know, I used to call you when you were working nights. He never, ever, ever cut it. I don't know why Spike Eskin is having this little sissy fit here. This was over. This was over years ago. I mean, Joe, am I on the right?
You are, Mark. Yeah, listen, it's one of those things where we all come to the realization at different points. For you, Mark, and Mark, great phone call. Always good hearing from you. For you, it was the Raptors series in 19. I think for me, it was somewhere around the Heat series they lost a couple years later. And we all have our moment where we realize this is not going to work. I mean, you got to just accept things.
For Mark, it was the upper respiratory.
Well, was that the one he called Brett Brown the next morning and said, I can't play or I'm out or I'm sick? That was a rough one. For others, it was Sunday. Sunday, November 30th of 2025. Whatever. We all get there in a different time, different fashion. And eventually you say, I'm done. Kaput. Let's get to you people.
I'm done.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Just a quick update on Hughes Insider. Tweet.
Dude, I got like 11,000 retweets.
Clickbait Douglas.
285 likes, 61 retweets, 76 replies.
You know what the best
it's
part is?
It's been like 40 minutes.
A bunch of people were on break at work, saw it, ran back into wherever they work. Hugh Douglas, you said?
Now.
Slice back.
The question that I have is, how many actual insiders are running to their sources to confirm?
Oh, quite
Hughes
a few.
Report?
Quite a few.
Yeah.
Like, is Douglas right? Yep. Well, and they're getting the, he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
To be fair, I did reach out to some people. It was not confirmed.
So
that's how that's how Schefter does it.
So you stuck it to them. That none of them wanted to confirm. You said, you know what? I'm going
to
take it upon myself.
I'm about to start doing this. It feels like this needs to be a part of my wheelhouse. But I think it carries more weight when you say, you know, stuff like per source or
my people, it sounds official.
It
sounds like you're a real insider.
My favorite are the people who were like, I was listening when you guys the WIP Midday Show, come for the sports talk and stay for the toilet seat analogies that end in physical violence.
It always is the toilet seat. Yeah.
You know what I was and thinking about gets this.
Slapped. What was the one you tried with Jason when Jason was here about the spandex?
Yeah, like just because they make spandex in your size don't mean you should buy it. Because you see that all the time. You'd be like, baby girl, why?
Looking forward to more of Jason's reactions while you're workshopping these analogies live on the air.
Because we're used to them. He's like, whoa, wait, what is he talking about?
Just don't ask you to elaborate anymore because last time he crumbled. You asked him one question. One.
I learned my lesson in a significant way.
Yep. Joe Giglio is a system host.
Okay.
That's funny. Trying to say you're a system, like a system quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. Well, system quarterbacks win sometimes.
Yeah, they win. We win.
Joe Montana won a lot.
Right. We're winning.
Also, you have no swag, apparently.
Have you seen the black gritty hoodie?
First of all,
that is nice.
Have I ever talked like I have
I
swag?
Don't think so.
I mean, I'm pretty self-aware of swag, and that's not what I got going on here.
Yeah. You guys are just in shambles because Hard Knocks debunked everything.
Debunked what?
I don't know.
See, because like I said, Kyle, there are some people in here that, like, let's just be honest. I know I'm probably going to trouble. Not that bright.
Yep.
It's one episode.
Mm-hmm. Also, my contention was the quarterback's not playing well enough. He admitted he made the mistake on a game-changing play, and I'm supposed to come here and say, you guys are right.
Do you know how many people, like seriously, watched that and said, you see, they'll be okay.
Oh, a ton.
they watched that one episode.
Oh, no, you know, the funny thing is a lot of people watched it and said, like, oh, WIP, like, I'm going to stick it to WIP. Idiots. Did you watch Hard Knocks?
It's amazing.
You guys are stupid. That's what they say.
No, please. We've heard enough of what Hugh thinks. they're begging you to stop asking Hugh stuff.
Stop it. Stop it.
Just don't ever ask his opinion again.
Yep. Funny. Fire Hugh if they collapse again.
Are the chants starting again?
Yeah,
wow.
Dude, you're getting you'd louder.
Be big
and
trouble
louder.
If they collapse.
I tell you, listen. Here's the reality of Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, we hoping for a good Tuesday, man.
Were you coming to work? You're going to threaten to call out again?
Well, seeing as the situation, how it transpired today, I ain't got no choice. I got to, if I get through today, I think I'll make it to Tuesday.
You mean if the key card works tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I make it to Tuesday.
Dr. Phil Douglas spins a web of lies.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So real quick, the people are wondering, who dominates Hugh Douglas more? Willie Rofe, technology with his iPad.
By now you've heard me talk about my new tailgate drink, the new Jack Daniels Tennessee Blackberry. I got a new iPad, fella. That's my fault. That's the iPad. It's not me. My phone ringing. It's like, but I don't want it to do that because be around the wrong folks. Some faces pop up.
You know what
I'm saying?
You can't be having folks call you.
Willie Rofe.
Oh, no.
His phone is synced.
See how they
oh, no.
Oh, no. We can't do that.
His phone is synced with the iPad, and it looked like a young lady was calling the phone iPad.
We can't do that.
If you're with the wrong person and sees that, you're in big trouble.
What am I want my phone doing to me?
So we got Willie, technology or song lyrics.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Now, that's where it gets a little sticky. Feliz Navidad.
Nailed it. I think Christmas Spirit Douglas might make it into the bracket this year as well.
That's a great song, though, man.
You can't deny. It seems like it's your favorite Christmas song.
Yeah, I want to throw a brick through the wall and hit that Mariah Carey song, though.
Come on.
Yeah. That,
all right. One last thing real quick. So I saw the AI overview pretty early on.
Oh, no.
And this cracked me up. Viewers in the chat are debating the Philadelphia Eagles' performance and the quarterback, Jalen Hurts, with some defending the team's past successes and others criticizing the team and Hugh.
So it sounds like AI has picked up perfectly on what's going on here. AI's getting good.
I mean, that's the YouTube chat.
Yeah,
basically in a nutshell.
Yeah, they're going to debate the topic.
Why these names and faces coming up on my damn iPad.
Yeah, you're in some big trouble.
I just like how Hugh comes in at the very end. Criticizing the team and
Hugh. You got to work on that iPad.
Yeah, it's like, because that'll get you in trouble.
Yeah, well, it depends on who's calling you. All right, Mr. Black Hockey, we got a hockey game to go to, the Flyers and the Sabres. What are you thinking tonight? We're going to see a win? We seen a win down at the...
Wait a minute, Buffalo pretty good, right?
They're all right. Flyers are better than Buffalo.
Wait a minute, who got the chest contusion? They are going to be out for the Thorson?
Forrester, yeah.
Thorson.
Same thing, yeah. Thorson. We'll find out tonight.
Yeah, I got aggressive on my. Al might come visit us too.
Oh, wow.
Al said he might come.
We're
visit.
Royalty. Right, come on,
guarantee a win.
We need a win tonight, Hugh. Need a one.
Guarantee a win. We'll take that. We can win. All right. Trying to figure out how to cut this thing off.
All right. Well, if you're going to the Flyers game tonight, come by and say hi.
They gotta wait.
We will talk to you guys tomorrow afternoon show. Is next. We'll see what they're done and kaput with. That is next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.